Rossi. Sasha, if you want to
start with a comment?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Kevin Grimes, his players, and Cal Men's Soccer. I think they're a complete class act. And this was the second of two memorable games this year. Obviously, we were ecstatic that we found a way to get a result here, and we get to continue to play next week in Philly. That was our goal at the beginning of the year, to return to the College Cup. And with a team that started out learning a lot about ourselves, you know, coming out here on a trip and losing a few games early in September, we're not accustomed to that, but we showed our resiliency, our character, our championship fiber, and have become a very complete team. This is a painful moment for a team not advancing. We felt this, and I truly do feel for the Cal players, because we've gotten to know them well. We've played Cal a lot in the last 4 years, and I have a lot of respect for the way that they play soccer. This game probably should have been played in Philly, because I believe that these are two of the top four teams in the nation. But one of us had to advance, and I'm delighted that that we're able to come here and have an opportunity to show how much we've grown as individual players and as a team from the beginning of the year. You know, Mikey Sowers played left back at the beginning of the year because we were banged up and trying to find out about ourselves, and today he comes back here in the midfield and gets a game winner. Alex is a great competitor who's been injured a lot, but today he scores a huge goal for us, and I'm just really, really proud of Maryland soccer and of how much we've grown, and ecstatic to be moving on.
Michael, from your perspective, what was the difference for your team overall in this game that was, you know, so close most of the way?
I think it's just the hard work, simply. I mean, like Sash said, we came here at the beginning of the season, didn't really have anything to figure out for you guys in the different places. And before we came into the game, we all knew that we're going to have to grind out. And like Sash said, before we took the field, this is going to be a game that we're saving balls off the line. That's exactly what we did. So we grinded out to the end.
Michael, you know, Patrick, about a minute and a half before you, your goal, I mean, when he has a shot like that, you think there's the winner. And then Alex makes an amazing save. Talk about the presence of mind to come back and then punish them and win this thing.
I actually thought Pat was going to, it was a great save. I thought Pat was going to finish it off. It was a great strike, great save. But I think both teams were, us and Cal, were pushing until the last minute, and it just went our way.
Can you just describe the goal for
us
from here?
I think Mickey, teacher, got it in the middle, and I was screaming for it. He passed it to me, and the only thing that was going to be mine is, got a good strike out of it.
Would you say your goal surprised the goalie? It looked like he wasn't maybe expecting that kind of a shot or in that location.
Yeah, I think had a little slice to it, so I don't think he was expecting that, but came out okay.
Well, we were not surprised because we've seen Mikey do this a few times. He scored one of the goals of the year against Providence, where he hits one with the outside of his foot and curled it back post. This one he curled near post. He's a special young talent, and we've got a bunch of lefties that they'll start looking the same a little bit. So,
Sasha, can you just talk about, the idea that you did grind this out? I mean, you're two big guns. You can't keep them quiet for 90 minutes. Nobody can, but Cal probably did exactly what they wish they could do against those guys, and yet your other guys punishment.
Yeah, I think in these games, you know, you're going to have different heroes step up. Obviously, we know Stevie and Christian are great defenders, and we knew that was going to be a heck of a battle with Shiloh and Patrick in there. You know, at the end of the day, they probably all neutralized each other, and it was going to take some special moments by other people stepping up and making plays. You know, we said before the game that this game is going to be, it's going to get stretched, it's going to be even, both teams are going to have a lot of chances because there's too much quality on both sides, but we had to win the battle in the box. And that meant getting, you know, making saves off the line, blocking shots, winning second balls, challenging for all first balls, and at the same time, we had to make sure that we served good balls and fought for second balls. It's ironic that the winner came about 2 yards outside the box on a great shot, but I really feel that our ability to battle in the box made a difference in this game.
Alex, what was the Cal defense like for your perspective?
Well, we knew coming into the game that Cal, you know, their defense is great. I mean, they have two of the best center backs in the country, we felt. And like Sasha said, I mean, they neutralized our two forwards, which has been very tough for teams to do. You know, we've had success going forward, finding flanks, getting inside, but I thought they did a great job of denying us, you know, the 1v1 battles. And overall, I mean, it's a great team from their defense to their offense, and we knew that. And, you know, I'm just ecstatic that, you know, we found a way to get the job done. And, you know, hats off to them for their great game as well. I mean, it is a shame because, as Sasha said, I do feel like us two teams are probably the top four, in the top four, and, you know, I'm glad it went our way today.
Can you talk about your goal? Because, you know, that they had about a 14-minute stretch in which they should have had, not should have, but missed two or maybe three great opportunities. Things are going their way, and then a great service in on a direct kick, and you just, I mean, you snuck through there, it looked like. Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was kind of standing in that area to begin with, and, you know, Pat and I just made a crossing run, and, you know, I think we might have confused him a little bit, or I'm not really sure what happened because the play was behind me, but I just found myself open, you know, and I made no mistake. You know, I knew this was going to be a big goal for us, and I had to put it away. So, you know, it was great. You know, it's my first goal of the year. I think it might be my first collegiate goal, actually, so, I mean, it's a great feeling, and I'm glad it came in this game. Like you said, they had their chances. We knew coming into the game, it's going to go both ways. You know, they're going to have their chances. We're going to get our chances. It's just a matter of who's going to be the team that is able to convert more of the chances. And, you know, again, a great team from them. And, you know, I'm just glad it went our way.
This was your first goal this season and the first college goal, really?
Yep.
Okay, so it is your first college goal. Because I think most people would know that or not, right?
I thought you scored one before.
You had one before.
Scored in the spring, but I don't think I've ever scored in competitive fall.
Well, unfortunately, this young man was one of the top young players I've coached, but he's been hurt a lot. He's been hurt a lot, and I thought today he was a giant on the field. It really gave us a spark in the midfield battle, gave us some good possessions. But I have to also compliment Mikey Ambrose today. He early in the year took a concussion against Stanford and didn't play against Cal. He couldn't remember the first game. Even when we showed him on video, he couldn't remember anything. But I thought he was really, really special today on both sides of the ball. And he served a great ball to Alex. You know, we've got a young team. We played four freshmen for a lot of minutes today. We have good players all over the field, and it's a joy to play Cal. I mean, that was a soccer game. So you know, there was a lot of ebb and flows. We had probably had the first 10, 15 minutes, then there was the next 10 or 15 for them, then there was the next 10, 15 for us. And second half, they came out storming, got the early goal. We weathered a little bit of a storm, and then we had some really good looks, and they were coming at us, and we were coming at them. I mean, if you're a fan of this game, you're walking out of here thinking, I can't wait for next year to see some more college soccer. So hopefully they're all watching us next week as well. Okay?
I think we're good.
Yeah, thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
That was his first career.
All right.